文。有一次我去一个地方，他们都说碰到面的时候都说 Salam。
I went to a place and everybody saw, when they saw each other, say shalom.
就是个问安的意思。
It's to, it's a greeting.
它的意思就是平安。
It means peace.
你知道主耶稣在离世的时候，他说他把平安留给我们。
When Jesus left this world, he said he leave us his peace.
这个平安是不像世人所赐的平安。
And this peace is not like the world knows.
这个平安是主耶稣在十字架上创造出来的平安。
And this peace is the peace that was created on the cross.
是属天的平安。
It's the peace from heaven.
所以愿我们在主里面都有平安。
May we all have peace in the Lord.
我们跟隔壁的说，愿你平安，好不好？求主啊，把这个天上来的平安赐给我们。
Let's say peace to each other.
平安。好不习惯哈。
You accustomed to this?
我们都说，比如说你好啊。
Many times we say, how are you?
很感谢神，主把我们四位弟兄姊妹平平安安地带到中东去，也平平安安地带回来。
Praise the Lord that He brought four brothers and sisters to the Middle East and brought them safely home.
我想他们在那个炎热的天气中啊，大概经历了主很多的平安。
And in that very hot weather, I'm sure they experienced a lot of peace.
今天早上我想从腓立门书来看一个做父亲的心。
Today I wanted to look at Philemon about fatherly heart.
这个意念是因为这一段的时间弟兄姊妹们都很盼望在福音上能够摆上一份。
This thought came to me because brothers and sisters have a burden for the gospel.
而主也在这个城市的里面刚好有一次的要有一次的布道的会布道大会。
And it's also that in our city there is a evangelical meeting.
本来是在这个月现在改到十月份。
Originally it was this month, but it has changed to October.
不管怎样，但愿这个福音的火能够在我们里面继续的燃烧。
No matter what, we wish that this fire can continue to burn in our heart.
当我们来传扬的时候，我们会知道这位耶稣是我们的救主。
When we preach this gospel, we want people to know that our Lord is our Savior.
是我们的神。
He is our God.
他是我们的生命的粮。
He is also the bread of our life.
可以解决我们心灵的干渴。
And he can fill the hunger in our heart.
他是我们生命的活水。
He is the living water in our life.
能够滋润我们的心。
And can water our heart.
他是我们生命的光。
He is also the light of our life.
在这个充满黑暗、是非不明的时代
，and especially in this dark age，
耶稣基督成为我们的光，引导我们走在正路中。
And Jesus Christ becomes our light and lead us in the right path。
当我们觉得这位主那么好
，when we see that this Lord is so good，
我们就愿意更多的追求他。
And we want to follow him more.
我们会发现他是我们的至宝。
And we find that he is our treasure.
巴不得能够多多的来追求得着他。
So that we can have more of him.
那主耶稣也叫我们一个祷告。
And Jesus wants us to pray.
这个祷告盼望我们跟神有更亲密的交往。
So that we have a closer fellowship with him.
能够觉得他不仅仅宝贝
Not only he is precious,
也值得我们来敬拜他。
And he is worthy of our worship.
啊，这是这一段的日子啊，弟兄们在这里所交通的。
These are the what brothers and sisters have fellowship in these days.
那么这个宝贝实在就是我们所传的福音，也是耶稣基督的自己。
And this treasure is the gospel that we preach, is also Jesus Christ Himself.
那今天我们想从保罗的身上来看一个传福音的人。
Today we wanted to look at Paul as one who preached the gospel.
所以保罗从身上来看，好像他是单身，没有结婚。
Paul was single. He was not married.
所以他没有肉身的孩子。
So he did not have the children in real life.
但是他在传福音的时候，用福音生了许许多多属灵的孩子。
But because of his preaching of the gospel, he has many sons through the gospel.
在那么多的孩子的中间。
In his many sons,
保罗特别提了三个人的名字。
Paul specially mentioned three sons.
他说：“你是我亲爱的儿子提摩太。”
He said, "You are my dear son, Timothy."
你是我的真儿子提多。
You are my real son, Titus.
还有一位就是你是我心上人，阿尼西姆。
And another one is, "You are of my heart, Onesimus."
所以我们就来看一下保罗和阿尼西姆的关系。
Let's look at the relationship between Paul and Onesimus.
所以我们来看一下个图，好吗？
Let's look at a map.
这个图里面是说到腓立门书的三个主要的人物。
And this map talks about three characters.
那一个是写信的人。
One is one who wrote a letter.
保罗。
Paul.
这个时候保罗年纪已经很大了。
And this time Paul is getting old.
他被为主的缘故被囚到罗马。
Because of the Lord, he was taken to Rome.
保罗被关在罗马很特别。
And he was a prisoner in Rome. It's very special.
罗马的皇帝派他的御言军啊来看守他。
And the emperor sent the royal guards to guard him.
24个小时来看守他。
It's 24 hours a day.
但是他关的监牢呢，是他自己租的房子。
And his prison was the house that he lived in.
所以有监牢的滋味，但是怎么样，又有住家的味道。
And so it's like a home, but it's also a prison.
他的监牢就是他的家。
The prison is his home.
所以他可以接待客人。
And he can bring, he can accept visitors.
所以就有许许多多人来看保罗。
So there are many people came to see Paul.
来看的时候，保罗就把福音传给他们。
And when they come to see Paul, Paul preached the gospel.
那另外，腓立门书的他写信的对象是腓立门。
And the subject of the letter is Philemon.
而腓立门呢是住在哥罗西这个地方，这个城市。
Philemon lives in the city of Colossus.
那这一块的地方就是今天的土耳其。
It's today it's located in Turkey.
今天的这个地方是就意大利，就是罗马的地方。
And it's Rome is in Italy today.
阿尼西姆呢，就是腓立门家中的一个奴隶。
And Onesimus was a slave of Philemon.
这是他们三个人的关系。
And this was the relationship between these three people.
但是有一天，这一位的阿尼西姆啊。
So one day, Onesimus.
他就 逃跑了。
He ran away.
逃跑了以后呢，他又跑到罗马这个地方了。
He ran away to Rome.
这个地方是希腊。
And this is Greek, Greece.
这边大概是南希腊，或是那这些的地方，很多的小国家。
And there's a lot of small countries there.
后来他就到了罗马这个地方。
And he finally arrived at Rome.
所以一个人要从亚洲到欧洲到这个罗马这个地方是不容易的。
To go from Asia to Rome is not easy.
而罗马是当时候的政治的中心。
At that time, Rome was the political center of the world.
或者是它是历史舞台的中心。
And he is the history, the stage of the history.
这个奴隶从圣经上来看。
The slave from the Bible.
他偷了他主人的钱。
He stole money from his master.
他的财物。
Stole some money from his master.
他也欠了他的主人。他欠了他的主人。
He owes his master.
他逃离这个主人而跑到罗马去，这实在是要冒着性命的危险。
He risked his life to run away from his master to Rome.
因为那时候的制度就是说一个奴隶逃跑的话，
because in those days if a slave runs away,
他被抓到了以后，他主人可以把他杀死。
If they get caught, the master can kill him.
但是我们发现安里西姆竟然冒着这样性命的危险离开他主人的家。
But we saw that Onesimus risked his life to run away from his master's home.
而是能够从哥罗西跑到罗马。
To run from Colossus to Rome.
实在是不容易。
It's not easy.
他实在是个很勇敢的。
He was very brave.
但是当他离开他主人的家是 自由了。他离开主人的家是很自由。
Oh, after he left, he was free after he left his master's home.
不需要再做苦工。
He no longer have to do hard work.
但是心灵里面却不自由。
But his spirit is not free.
因为他担心随时被抓住。
Because he is always worried about getting caught.
而且面临着生命的危险。
And face the danger of his life.
所以在安里西姆身上，我们会看见一个人外面可以很自由，但是心灵的深处却不自由。
So we can see through Onesimus that a person could be free from the outside, but in his spirit he is not free.
是什么叫我们不自由？
What caused us to be not free?
罪叫我们不自由。
Sin caused us to be not free.
我们有时候我们觉得我们是自由自身。
We think that we are free.
但是却有很多的重担。
But we have a lot of burdens.
阿里西姆是个这样的人。
And Onesimus is such a person.
但是他有一天他来到了罗马。
But one day he came to Rome.
这罗马虽然很自由。
And even though in Rome he is free.
很繁华。
And it is very prosperous.
但是神很奇妙的啊，就把他带到怎么样，保罗住的地方。
And very wonderfully, God brought Onesimus to Paul's house.
这里有一个人身体不自由被囚禁。
Here is a man, his body is not free because he was in prison.
但是他的心灵里面是何等的宽阔，那样的自由。
But in his spirit is so is free.
因为他是信靠神的。
Because he believes in God.
因为他是侍奉神的人。
Because he serves God.
他是一位从神那边经历到真正平安的人。
And he is one who experienced the true peace from God.
带着锁链却可以安慰来到他面前的人。
And in chains, he can console others.
那阿里西姆终于遇见了保罗。
Finally, Onesimus met Paul.
那保罗也把福音传扬给他。
And Paul preached the gospel to him.
所以从这封信的里面，他说阿里西姆最后他接受了耶稣基督。
And in the letter, we know that finally, Onesimus has accepted Jesus Christ.
我就想到今天也有神也把我们带到这个国家来。
And that caused me to think, God brought us to this country.
也叫我们遇见一些基督徒的朋友。
And let us meet some Christian friends.
甚至是基督徒的孩子。
Or children of the Christian family,
或者是父母亲,
or parents of a Christian in a Christian family.
那他们也把我们带到教会来,
and they brought us to the church.
啊，在这里我们有机会听见福音。
Here we have the opportunity to listen to hear the gospel.
我们有机会听见救主。耶稣基督爱我。
Here we have the opportunity to hear the Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, loves us.
他盼望给我们一个机会，可以来接受耶稣基督。
That there is an opportunity for us to receive Him.
而能够得着那不能夺去的平安。
So that we can have a peace that cannot be taken away from us.
而能够得着那个永远的生命。
That we can receive the everlasting life.
就像阿里西姆一样。
Just like Onesimus.
盼望主给我们的机会，我们可以抓住。
May we seize this opportunity.
在阿里西姆信主的这一段的日子。
During these days, that he believed.
他就留在保罗的身边。
He stayed with Paul
一面照顾保罗,
to take care of Paul
一面也跟保罗来学习,
and also to learn from Paul
他们生活在一起,
they lived together
从这个短短的一封书信的里面保罗说这一个逃路
andThrough this short letter, Paul said this runaway slave.
这个出生很低微的人,
this person that is born in a lowly status.
因为在基督里的缘故,
because in Christ,
他说, 这是我的弟兄,
he said, this is my brother.
他说, 这是我的儿子。
He said, this is my son.
他说,这是我的心上人。
He said, he is of my very heart.
在基督的里面,阿里西姆享受的那么的丰富。
And in Christ, Onesimus enjoyed this abundance.
他在福音的里面经历到那个神的恩典。
In the gospel, he experienced God's grace.
他在保罗的身边可以享受到神的爱。
And by Paul, he can experience God's love.
可以经历到真正的平安。
He experienced the true peace.
在这一段的日子，他们处得何等的好。
During this time, they lived together very much in harmony.
从字里的行间，不仅仅保罗和阿里西姆是父子的关系。
Not only Paul and Onesimus is a father and son relationship.
这是属灵 的父亲跟属灵的儿子。
It's a spiritual father and a spiritual son.
也像老师跟学生一样来教导他。
But it's also like a teacher and a student.
在这里我们也可以摸着他们之间又好像朋友一样那么的亲密。
And through the letter, we also know that they are like friends.
因为父亲会叫我们觉得很威严。
Because it's from a father, it seems like it's very he's very strict.
老师也会叫做很严肃。
And also a teacher is also very serious.
朋友也会叫我们觉得很亲近。
And a friend would cause us to be very close.
在这里这样一个多重的关系的里面
in this multiple within this multiple relationship
阿尼西姆把他心中的秘密吐露出来
and Onesimus gave his secret to Paul
他说我是一个奴隶
he said I was a slave
我是一个逃出来的奴隶
I was a runaway slave
他说我是托拉族人的东西。
I stole my master's things.
我亏欠他太多。
I owe him too much.
我们怎么知道
？How do we know?
当保罗来写信给腓利门的时候
，Because in the letter written to Philemon,
他是这样说。
Paul said,
他说阿尼西姆从前若亏负了你什么。
He said, if Onesimus formerly owe you anything,
而现在他又欠了你什么
or today he owes you anything.
从这些话的里面把阿尼西姆所做的事情在保罗面前倾吐出来
And through this, we know that he told everything he did to Paul.
保罗不仅仅把福音传给他
Not only Paul gave the gospel to him,
他也盼望他能够长大成长。
He wanted him to grow up.
而且在这成长中可以彼此的相交。
And that he can fellowship in this growth.
在这里有那么亲密的谈论。
That there is such a close fellowship.
可以把往事赤裸裸地展现在这一位父亲的面前。
And he can expose everything in the past to this father.
而保罗知道要怎样的来帮助他。
So that Paul knows how to help him.
我觉得我们传福音的时候
I think when we preach the gospel,
像圣经上说我们可以靠着福音生。
And
有些人是借着福音而降生而诞生。
And some are born through the gospel.
等到他重生以后呢，就好像当老师一样来教导他。
And once they're born, then you are like a teacher to teach them.
但很难像朋友一样。
But it's very hard to be like a friend.
当我们的家还没有搬到美国的时候
our family before we moved to the United States.
我们在台湾听到。
We were in Taiwan.
使得仆人就劝我们这些年轻的爸爸妈妈们。
So one of the servant of the Lord encouraged the young parents.
他说你们不仅仅要做父亲做母亲。
And they said not only be a father and a mother.
你们也要跟他们做朋友。
But you also have to be a friend to your children.
我听了以后呢，我似懂非懂。
After I heard that, I think I know, but I probably don't really know.
做父亲我很懂。
I know how to be a father.
孩子错了就骂。
If they're wrong, I'll yell at them.
不懂就告诉他。
If you don't know, I will tell them.
做朋友不太懂。
But to be a friend, I don't know.
跟他很好的时候，哇，可以玩在一起。
And when everything is well, then we can be together.
但是他受委屈的时候，他不告诉你。
But if he has problems,
你问他为什么，他就不讲。
He will not tell you.
所以不太懂得什么叫做朋友。
So I don't really know what it means to be a friend.
来美国以后,
after we come to the United States,
啊, 文化的冲突实在很难适应,
this conflict of the culture is very hard to get used to.
啊, 看过弟兄, 那个, 他们, 父亲跟孩子, 一见面就抱在一起。
When we see father and son, when they see each other, they embrace.
哎呀, 实在, 很难受,
and I cannot accept.
后来就是试着抱抱他吧。
So after a while, maybe I try. Let me try.
我抱我儿子的时候，他就别别扭扭，把我推。
But when I tried to do that, my son backed away.
抱你啊，更不知道怎么办了。
To hold my girls, I don't know.
哎呀，要跟他们亲近那么难啊。
So it is so hard to be close to them.
但是后来还感谢神，比较这个夜过去了。
Praise the Lord that after a while we overcome that.
所以这样的接触里面就距离又拉了更近。
And through this we become closer.
等到他们到了teenage的时候,
when they're teenagers,
我想都会有孩子们都有他们成长的trouble.
And through their growth they have their own trouble.
那有一次我的小孩，我的儿子有一些的难处。
And one time my son has some problems.
然后我们就两个人就，因为前面有一段很好的关系。
Because formerly we had good relationship.
是父亲的关系。
It's the relationship of father.
也是朋友的关系。
And it's also a relationship of a friend.
对，我们就可以谈谈，关起房子来谈一谈。
So we can close the door and sit down and talk.
我跟他说，我说我是你的父亲。
I told him, I am your father.
他说我也是个传道人。
I'm also a preacher.
我说我今天都不，我们都不要用这两个身份来谈话。
And today, let's not use those status to in our discussion.
他说我是你的朋友。
I said, I am your friend.
你把我当做你的朋友。
You treat me like your friend.
谈谈你心中的事吧。
Tell me what's in your heart.
另外朋友可以谈心。
Friends can talk about things in their heart.
那腓利门和保罗，他们不仅仅是父子的关系。父子的关系。那保罗跟安提柯。Onesimus
and Paul are not only father and son relationship.
也是老师跟学生的关系。
It's also teacher and student.
更是亲密的朋友的关系。
And it's also dear friends.
所以当保罗知道安里西姆的往事,
and so after Paul learned about the past of Onesimus,
我们知道这两个地方何等的远啊,
we can see that these two places are very far away.
你知道, 坐飞机很快就到了,
if you get on a plane, you can be there very quickly.
圣经中得救有一个意思。
And in the Bible, to be saved, there's a meaning.
我们讲得救是讲到一个信了耶稣又重生得救这个意思来说的。
When we say to be saved, we are saying that you're saved by the gospel.
但是它还有另外一个意思。
But there's also another meaning.
当一个人出外旅行,
when a person travel,
往远方去,
to a distant land,
古时候他们感觉这个人一去就再也没有见面的机会。
In the old days, once they leave, there may not be a chance to see them again.
有一天如果这个人出外旅游回来了,
and one day if this person come back from his travel,
他们讲一句话, 你得救了,
and they said, you are saved.
什么说, 你出去, 前面正是为难, 危难重重,
and because there are so many obstacles that you may face going out.
但是你现在回来了, 平安都回来了, 你得救。
But when you come back and you're safe, then you're safe.
所以从这里要到这边, 实在是很艰难。
So to go from Colossus to Rome, it's very difficult.
但是要从这里再回去, 也是不容易。
And to return is not easy. Also,
里程上是不容易,
It's not easy in the trip.
但是要让这安尼西姆去面对他的主人更难。
But to face his master is even harder.
这是难上加难。
It is harder and harder.
他要带着一封信去求见他的主人。
He has to bring a letter to see his master.
这是保罗要帮助他的儿子长大。
This is to, Paul to try to help his son to grow up.
因为一个人蒙恩得救以后，
because one that is saved,
要长大，要成长，
they have to grow.
但是在成长的过程中，我们会碰到瓶颈。
And when we grow, there are sometimes we face obstacles.
而那个瓶颈，如果你不越过去的话，你的生命会停顿在那里。
If you cannot overcome that obstacle, your life, the growth of your life will stop.
保罗实在是一位好父亲。
Paul is a good father.
他要帮助这个儿子越过他人生中最困难的一个瓶颈。
And he tried to help his son to overcome his biggest obstacle in his life.
他盼望这个基督徒能够长大。
He hoped his, this Christian will grow.
不仅仅留在我的身边可以来服侍我。
Not only to stay next to him to care for him.
盼望他的疆界能够被释放出来。
That his, that he can be freed.
但是这一件事往事若不了结。
But this past, if it is not taken care of,
就很难继续被主使用。
It will be very difficult to be used by God.
所以保罗要帮助他成长。
So God wants to help him to grow.
那他也知道保罗这位父亲何等的智慧。
And we also know how wise this father Paul is.
他知道什么时候该是把阿尼西姆送回去的时候。
He knows the right time to send Onesimus out.
但是保罗知道不能够让他单独的回去。
But he knows that he cannot send him home alone.
因为阿尼西姆是单独的逃出来。
Onesimus left alone.
处处所到之处是恐惧战惊啊。
And everywhere he went, he was scared.
今天在主里面有了平安。
Today in Christ, he has
生命逐渐都长大
，and his life continues to grow.
他要去面对一件事情。
Now he has to face this one thing.
要跟他的主人和好
，is to reconcile with his master.
所以这位的父亲就写了这一封信。
So this father wrote this one letter.
当我们来读这一封信的时候
，when we read this letter.
他实在是一个好父亲。
He is truly a good father.
因为腓利门是保罗的同工。
Because Philemon was a co-worker of Paul.
那腓利门也从保罗身上得了很多的帮助。
And Philemon was helped by Paul.
那保罗又是神的使徒。
And Paul was God's apostle.
但是当他来写这一封信的时候，不是一封使徒的给，一封命令书。
This is not a letter of commandment from an apostle.
他反而好像跟腓利门站在一个朋友的立场。
It's like he is standing in the status of a friend with Philemon.
他站在一个为主耶稣基督传福音而被囚的一个囚犯。
And he is standing in the as a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
而且又是一位老人家。
And he is an elderly person.
他来写信给腓利门。
He wrote to Philemon.
我们来读的时候，你会发现全整章的圣经里面，你都会听见一个请求的声音。
Throughout the letter, we hear this one voice of appeal.
读的时候好像是腓利门啊，我这个老人家来求你。
And he said, I appeal to you as an elderly person.
腓利门啊，我是一个身不自由，是因为主的缘故。
And I am a one who is a prisoner because of the Lord.
你我都是来侍奉这一位的神。
Both of us serve this Lord.
你是自由的。
You are free.
我是不自由的囚犯。
I am one who is a prisoner.
我求你。
I appeal to you.
他用各样的方法来请求腓力美。
He used all kinds of ways to appeal to Philemon.
求什么呢?
What was his plea?
求你接纳阿尼西姆。
Is to ask Philemon to accept Onesimus.
那阿尼西姆现在跟腓力美的关系。
Now, the relationship of Onesimus and Philemon.
一个是主人，一个是仆人。
Philemon is a master, and Onesimus is the slave.
一个是逃出去的，对不起主人，对不起主人的人。
One is one who ran away and was owed his master.
一个是受了亏损的一个主人。
One is a master who has been taken advantage of.
所以保罗求他的时候。
So when Paul asked Philemon,
我说菲利门啊,
he said, Philemon,
我知道阿尼西姆,
he said, I know Onesimus
是你的同路,
is a slave that ran away.
他过去欠你很多东西,
and in the past, he owes you.
好不好? 这一笔账, 记在我的身上。
He said, can you charge this to me?
他没有力量还,
he cannot pay you back.
我替他还,
I will pay you back.
他过去对不起你的,
and what he owes you in the past, I will pay you back.
直到如今, 他还欠你什么?
And until now, what did he still owe you?
我都完全的担负。
And charge it all to me.
这是一位属灵的父亲负起的担子。
This is a spiritual father who picks up the burden.
保罗也说,
Paul also said,
腓力门啊,
Philemon,
你也欠我哎,
you owe me also.
但是我从来都没有计较。
But I have never counted that.
如果不是为着阿尼西姆的缘故,
if it were not for Onesimus,
我也不提起这一件的事情。
I would not have mentioned this.
现在为着我在捆锁中所生的儿子,
and to, now because of the son that was born to me in chains,
我请求你可不可以, 也不要计算这笔账。
I appeal to you that you will not remember this.
这是一位何等好的父亲。
How good is his father?
他在求阿尼西，在求腓力门。
And he appealed to Philemon.
我现在打发他回去。
Now I'm sending Onesimus back.
你要看他不再是一个逃奴。
You have to look at him not as a slave.
逃奴的那一个会丧命的命运结束吧。
And his life as a slave is should be finished.
你也不要把他再当作仆人。
And you should not treat him as a servant.
他说高过奴仆。
Over that of a slave.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
腓力门, 求你还他自由之身。
That means, Philemon, can you set him free?
还不仅仅这样, 腓力门啊, 他现在是基督里面的人。
Not only that, he belongs to Christ.
他是我们的弟兄。
He is our brother.
请你接纳他。
Please accept him.
还不停在这里,
and not stop there.
你要接纳他,
You have to accept him.
像接纳我一样,
just like you accept me.
你怎样都尊重我,
how you respect me.
你要尊重我在福音中所生的儿子,
you have to respect the son that was born in the, through gospel.
弟兄们的这个请求太高太高。
This appeal was very high.
这个请求越过了当时的标准。
And it was over all the standards in those days.
但是保罗知道福音带给我们的是真正的自由。
But Paul knows that gospel brings us true freedom.
福音带给我们的是在基督里不再分主人，再做仆人。
Paul knows that through the gospel that there is no master and slave.
福音要叫我们享受的自由是神儿女那个自由荣耀的自由。
He wants us to enjoy that new the freedom that is in the freedom of the gospel.
腓利门，你尝过了。
Philemon, you have experienced that.
我保罗也尝过了。
Paul, I have experienced that too.
现在好不好？我们一起来让腓利门，让安尼西姆也尝尝啊，基督里面那荣耀的自由。
Let Onesimus also experience this freedom.
这是保罗刚刚请求腓利门。
And this is the plea that Paul asked of Philemon.
他帮助这个属灵的孩子成长。
He is trying to help this spiritual son to grow.
他要帮助安尼西姆越过他生命中越不过的一个难处。
He wants to help him overcome what's so difficult in his heart.
保罗只能做一部分。
Paul can only do so much.
还有另外一部分是要腓利门来做的。
But this other part, Philemon has to do that.
当神借着保罗用福音生下了安尼西姆。
And Paul, when he when Onesimus was born through the gospel,
保罗也在那边浇灌，让这个生命得以长大。
Paul was watering so that his life can grow.
也盼望。 腓利门啊, 你与我一同来浇灌吧。
So he also hoped that Philemon will water this life together with him.
让这在主里面那个幽灵的生命，因着你我的浇灌，让神有机会让它成长。
So this young life through the watering, that God will let this life grow.
我们都是神的仆人。
We are all servants of the Lord.
我们何等的盼望这个主里面幼嫩的幼小的生命得以长大。
Can we let this young life grow?
你能不能在爱里面接纳他？
Can you accept him in love?
这是保罗写信给腓利门的目的。
And this was the goal of Paul to write this letter.
我们也会看见在保罗的身边。
We also see that next to Paul, he had mentioned some of the co-workers that was with him.
这里面有路加，有提摩太，有。There's
Luke and Timothy.
有迪马，有多马，有马可。And
Demas and Thomas.
那这些人跟保罗在一起。And
these people were with Paul.
当他们知道。 保罗要打发安尼西姆回去的时候,
when these people know that Paul wants to send Onesimus back,
一面这些同工们说问腓利门安,
and they all send their greetings.
一面这些同工们在主面前祷告,
and on the other hand, they are all praying.
我们也愿意在这样交关的事上一同有份。
They also wanted to have a part
他们祷告,
in this
watering.
They pray that Philemon will accept Onesimus.
在腓利门的身旁还有两个人。
And in, next to Philemon, there are also a couple of people.
一个叫做亲爱的同工和妹子亚非亚。
This is their dear friend Aphia.
还有一个雅基布
and Archippus.
他说与我们同当兵的雅基。
It's our fellow soldier, Archippus.
当这封信送到腓立门的时候，那亚非亚雅基布也一同收到这封信。
And when this letter reached Philemon, the sister Apphia and fellow soldier Archippus also have this letter.
似乎这封信的里面说，亚非亚，雅基布啊，你们似乎也可以一同在祷告中来浇灌。
And it's like asking the sister of Thea and also Archippus to, through prayer, water this.
让腓立门肯接纳安尼西。
That Philemon can accept Onesimus.
我们看见当一个幼嫩的生命要成长。
When this young life has to grow.
需要许多周遭的肢体们一同有福。
And there, many of the members around has this responsibility.
有些是在身边的，有些是在远处的。
Some are close by, and some are from in a distance.
好让我们在基督耶稣的里面。
And it's all in Jesus Christ.
让一个生命得以长大，能够越过难处，而能够成长。
To let this young life grow and overcome obstacles.
当保罗打发阿尼西姆回去的时候
，When Paul sent Onesimus back,
他不是阿尼西姆一个人孤孤单单的回来。
He did not send him home by himself.
他安排了另外一个同工叫推基古。
He also sent Tychius.
他们结伴而行
so that they can go together.
哎呀，这位父亲实在何等的仔细啊！
And how detailed is his father?
在这一段漫长的旅程里
in this long travel,
他让阿尼西姆不孤单。
He doesn't want Onesimus to be lonely.
他也可以借着推基古。继续的来服侍他
and through Tychicus he can have him minister to Onesimus
当这封信拿到到了阿尼西姆的时候到了腓立门所中的时候
when this letter reached Philemon
当腓立门来读这封信
when Philemon read this letter
好像在这封信的背后
it's like behind this letter
保罗在那有一个声音在那边说
There's this voice from Paul
这是他很多年以前在说过的话
It's like the words that he spoke many years ago
这一节的圣经记载在哥林多前书第四章
And these words were recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 Let us read it together
哥林多前书第四章十五节十六节
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 15 and 16
他说你们写基督的是父是有亿万为父的却是不多
Even though you have 10,000 guardians in Christ you do not have many fathers
因我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们
For in Christ Jesus I became your father through the gospel
十六节说，所以我求你们效法我。
So and says, I want you to use my example, use me as an example.
我们在服事的路上
，and in our path, in our way of service,
我们写基督的。我们写基督的。
We imitate Christ.
好喜欢当老师 做师父
we like to be teachers
他说师父有亿万
but he said teachers there are thousands of them
为父都不多
but not many are fathers
他说请你们效法我
so he said I urge you to imitate me
在这里保罗告诉腓立门说
Here Paul told Philemon,
不仅仅你当主。
Not only are you a master.
不仅仅你当老师。
Not only you are a teacher.
好不好？你也当父亲吧。
How about you can also be a father?
当属灵的父亲。
Be a spiritual father.
用爱来接纳他。
And to accept him in love.
当安里西姆把这封信交在腓利门手中的时候。
When Onesimus handed the letter to Philemon.
他要叫腓利门，你不要袖手旁观。
He said, don't just be a spectator.
你要用爱来包容他。
You have to use love to accept him.
你不要定罪批评他。
You do not judge him.
你要用主的爱祝福他。
And you need to use the love to bless him.
他说你不要拒绝向你认罪的。
Do not reject and condemn.
你要从心里的深处接纳他。
And you have to accept him from the bottom of your heart.
不再是奴仆，是高过奴仆，更是亲爱的弟兄。
He is over a slave. He is a dear brother.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
根据教会历史的记载。
And through the history that is recorded by the church.
腓利门接纳了安里西姆。
Philemon accepted Onesimus.
赦免了他。
Forgave him.
他能够在这两个年长的带领底下。
And through the leadership of these two elderly brothers.
还有其他的同工们的扶持底下。
And other brothers and sisters built up.
得到很好的栽培。
That he has this very good. And God have a very precious vessel.
当保罗打完了属灵的仗之后
after Paul has fight this spiritual battle,
安里西姆跟其他的同工们继续为着福音征战。
Onesimus and Philemon continue to have this battle in for the gospel.
这是个保罗为父的心肠。
This is this is Paul's fatherly heart.
我们不仅传福音。
Not only to preach the gospel.
让他重生得救。
That he can be born again and saved.
这是神的工作。
This is the work of God.
但是神也盼望我们得着生命以后。
But God wants us to have this life and have it more abundantly. So we need others to water.
It's
whether you water others or others to water you. Through these services, we are brought before God. That we can grow.
也叫我们能够更多的来敬畏神、侍奉神。
That we can experience God more and also serve Him more.
在成长的过程中，我们会碰见一些属灵的瓶颈。
Sometimes we will experience some or face some obstacles.
我们需要越过去。
And we have to overcome that.
我稍微很简单的讲一点点一个见证。
I want to talk about a very simple testimony.
那我信主以后
after I accepted God,
那个属灵的过程是起起伏伏
and my spiritual life was up and down.
但是有一天我看了一本书，它的题目叫做《往事的了结》
and this I read a book called Understanding of My Past.
他是告诉我们说，你信主以后，信主以前有很多神不喜欢的事，你要去对付掉。
And before you accept the Lord, there are a lot of things that is not that God does not like. So we have to remove those.
还有什么？比方说像拜偶像啊，去算命啊，或者是一些做一些不好的事。
Like worship the idols or things like that.
这些我们都很容易去做。
Those are things that it's easy for us to do.
那有些是你拿了一些别人的东西，你要去了解。
Sometimes things that you've taken from other people, you have to pay them back.
还有亏欠人的，就像安利西姆亏欠费利门。
Or things that you owe others, like
不仅仅是要认罪，还要赔偿。
Not only you have to confess your sin, but also to you have to pay them back.
所以这边说你赔偿的时候呢，还要什么？照着就业的标准上，一比四，还要。
And
when
we pay them back according to the Old Testament, we have to pay back fourfold. After I read this, I wasn't very happy. But, and to try to do that is very hard. But by the grace of God, we have to obey and try to learn.
但是有一件事一直在我里面很搅扰我。
There's one thing that is constantly bothering me.
是我在读小学的时候做的一件事情。
And that is when I was in elementary school.
是那时候我是在大学才信耶稣的。
And I accepted the Lord in college.
这本书有时候会叫我想起说你要去往事要了解。
And this book caused me to think that the past things I have to take care of.
读圣经的时候，你要去对付你的罪。
And when I read the Bible said I have to face my sins.
祷告的时候也是会常常想起这件事情。
And when I pray, I thought about this thing.
我就不理他。
And I ignored it.
但是过不久又回来了。
After a while, it came up again.
好像主就说要我面对这一件事情。
So it's like the Lord tells me to face this one thing.
因为这件事你不对付的话，你就生命上就没有办法突破。
And if I don't face this and overcome this, in the growth of my life, I will not be able to continue.
这件事是什么事呢？
What is this thing?
因为我家住在小学旁边。
I used to live right next to the school.
那校园里面种了水果树。
And in this in the yard they have these fruit trees.
那个水果是莲雾。
And
美国没有。
And
there's this fruit. 一种的水果。
It's a kind of fruit.
那我就跟其他的小朋友啊就去摘啊。
So I went and picked the fruit with other friends.
那时候还没有信耶稣做的事情。
And that's something I did before I accepted the Lord. I had forgotten about it.
但是当我信主到某一个程度的时候，主圣灵就提醒，就让我想起这件事情。
But after I accepted the Lord, the Holy Spirit let me remember this.
但我就不愿意去道歉。
But I was not willing to go and ask for forgiveness.
因为有一个原因。
Because there is a reason.
我有个堂叔在那边教书。
I have a relative that works at the school.
那个叔叔呢，就住在我家隔壁。
And he lives next to me.
那如果我去认罪的话，不是就把这个就暴露出来了吗？
If I go and confess, that everybody would know.
其实这件事就是主在我心里要拿掉的东西。
But that is one thing that God wanted to remove from my heart.
你怕什么，就把那东西要把它挪去。
Because you're afraid of it, God wants to take that away.
后来我还是在主的怜悯中。
And in the mercy of God.
我就写了一封信给校长。
I wrote a letter to the principal.
也不知道校长叫什么名字。
I didn't know what his name was at that time.
也不知道学校的地址。
And I did not know the address.
只知道那个学校的名字，写校长先生说。
I just wrote Mr. Principal.
我就把以前的事很简单的提一下，后来说我信了主耶稣，那因为神感动我，叫我认罪，而且呢，我算算那时候的。 那些礼物大概这些年累积下来，大概差不多利息算进去多少钱啊？那再加上按照我的力量，好不好？就这样，继续。And
I briefly described what I did and told them that I believe in Christ now, and God tells me I have to confess and face my sin. So, based on the things that we did, I said with interest, this is how much I owe.
感谢神，当越过去以后，里面的担子就不见了。
After I overcome that burden was taken away from me.
其实主不是最主要，不是叫我要认罪这些事情。
The most important thing is not only I confess,
而是为着要拦阻我们属灵生命成长的东西把它拿掉。
That is to take away the obstacle for my growth.
就像神要让阿里西姆成长的时候。
Is that when Paul wants Onesimus to grow,
他知道阿里西姆要越过这一个关。
He knows that he has to overcome this obstacle.
他就帮助他往前去。
So he helped him move forward.
很感谢神，阿里西姆也愿意学习。
And thank the Lord that Onesimus also wanted to learn.
所以大家都伏在神大能的手下。
So everyone is willing to bow down before God's power.
神就做了何等奇妙的善果。
And God did this wonderful work.
不仅仅得着一个奴隶，
Not only he got a slave,
而被神制作，
but he also was built up by God.
成为一个在神国度中、神家里面有用的材料。
To become a useful person in the house of God.
可以被神使用的器皿。
It's an instrument that can be used by God.
也称为一个宝贵的建造新耶路撒冷的材料。
And also become a precious building material for the New Jerusalem.
但愿神恩待我们。
May the Lord bless us.
有人能够像阿里西姆听见福音接受他。
And we can be like Onesimus and hear the gospel and accept him.
但有人在成长中的时候有一个瓶颈，靠着主的恩典可以越过去。
And in our growth, that we can overcome these obstacles.
也盼望我们在服事中的时候能够像有为父的心肠来服事。
And that in our service we have a fatherly heart.
如果有人得罪我们的时候，能够像腓立美一样用爱来接纳、来包容。
And for those who did wrong to us, that we can accept them in love.
我们也盼望像他们身边的同工们一样，能够从祷告中扶持。
That we can be like the co-workers that are next to Paul, that we can support them with prayer.
好让神能够在我们身上得着荣耀。
And may the Lord have power through us.
我们也可以行走在神的平安。
That we can walk in God's peace.
请我们低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
主，愿你这一位做工的主。
Lord, may you who do the work.
怎样在保罗、腓立门、阿里西姆身上做工。
How you work in Paul and Onesimus and Philemon.
也求你做工在我们的身上。
Please work within us.
因为你是他们的神。
Because you are their God.
也是我们的神。
You are also our God.
他们是你手中的工作。
They are the work in your hands.
我们也是你手中的工作。
We are also the work in your hands.
我们把自己交在你的手里。
So we give ourselves to you.
求你用做工的手，也是充满无比慈爱的手。带领我们走前面的道路。
May you lead us with your hands at work and your hands that are full of mercy.
将我们的生命能够不断的成长。
That our life can continue to grow.
直到面见你的日子。
Until we see you again.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.